जय राधा माधव कुंजा बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंजा बिहारी। गोपी जनवर गिरिवन नारी। जय गोपी जनवर गिरिवन नारी। यशोदनन्दन व्रज जनरंजन। यशोदनन्दन व्रज जनरंजन। यमुन तीरावनचारी। यमुनतीरावनचारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जनवर गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदनन्दन व्रज जनरंजन। यशोदनन्दन व्रज जनरंजन। यमुनतीरावनचारी। यमुनतीरावनचारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे हरे। हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Nitai Gaura Haribo, 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 Nitai Gaura Haribo. Esi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nitra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Amaveta Bhaktivedanta Ki Jai Nitai Gaura Premanandi. All glories to the Sima devotees. All glories to the Sima devotees. All glories to the Sima devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauram. Krishna, everyone. Thank you for joining us for Bhagavatam class. Today we're reading 9th Canto, 21st chapter, text 19-21. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we have text 21 on the board. I'll read 19-20. Gargachinistito gargya kshatrad brahma yavartata duritakshayo mahaviryat tasya trayaruni kavi pushkararunir ityatra ye brahmana gatim gata brihat Kshatrasya putro buddhashti yad dashtinapuram. Translation. From Garga came a son named Shini, and his son was Gargya. Although Gargya was a Kshatriya, it came from him a generation of Brahmanas. From Mahavirya came a son named Duritakshaya, whose sons were Trayaruni, Kavi, and Pushkaranuni. Although these sons of Duritakshaya took birth in the dynasty of Kshatriyas, they too attained the position of Brahmanas. Brihachatra had a son named Hasti, who established the city of Hastinapur, now New Delhi. Text 21. Jamidha dvimidhascha. Purumidhascha hastina. Ajamidhasya vangsyasyu. Priyamedhadayo dvija. Ajamidho dvimidhascha. Purumidhascha hastina. Jamidasya vamsyasyu priyamedhadayo dvija. Jamidho dvimidhascha purumidhascha hastina. Jamidhasya Vamsyasyu Priyamedhadayo Dvija. Ajamidha, Dvimidha, Dvimidha, Cha, also, Purumidha, Purumidha, Cha, also, Hastina, became the sons of Hasti, Ajamidhasya, of Ajamidha, Vangsha, Vangsaya, descendants, Siu are Priyamedha Adaya, headed by Priyamedha, Dvija Brahmanas. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation: from King Hasti came three sons named Ajamidha, Dvimidha, and Purumidha. The descendants of Ajamidha, headed by Priyamedha, all achieved the position of Brahmanas. Purport: this verse gives evidence confirming the statement of Bhagavad Gita that the orders of society, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra, are calculated in terms of qualities and activities. Gunakarma Vibhagasha. All the descendants of Ajamidha, who was a Kshatriya, became Brahmanas. This was certainly because of their qualities and activities. Similarly, sometimes the sons of Brahmanas or Kshatriyas become Vaishyas, Brahmana Vaishitam Gata. When a Kshatriya or Brahmana adopts the occupation or duty of a Vaishya, Kshigorakshavanijyam, he is certainly counted as a Vaishya. On the other hand, if one is born a Vaishya, by his activities he can become a Brahmana. This is confirmed by Narada Muni, yasya ya lakshanam proktam. The members of the varnas or social orders, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra, must be ascertained by their symptoms, not by birth. Birth is immaterial. Quality is essential. Oma gyanati mirandasya gyananjana shalakaya chaksura meditam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam sthapitam yena bhutale sayam rupak dhamayam tadati swapadantikam panchakalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patitanan pavanibhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna everyone, thank you for participating today. Today is Ekadashi. It's also observed fast for Varaha Dev's appearance day, which is tomorrow. And as we know, Sunday is
celebration of Nityananda Trayodasi, which falls technically on Monday. So a lot of auspiciousness in these few days. And we're just continuing the dynasty of Bharat, various descendants, as we've just heard, these coming subsequent after Runti Dev, who, as we heard, was a pure devotee. And we're hearing particularly how certain Kshatriyas, they attained the position of Brahmanas. So Srila Prabhupada is indicating, and he's reminded us again and again, this has been a very important aspect of his preaching, actually, that not by birth. He says birth is immaterial, quality is essential. It was very important for Srila Prabhupada, in order to establish his movement, to establish that the qualities of the different orders of life, they are attained by development. It's not simply by a material consideration. Otherwise, he would not have been able to actually establish what he did, because preaching work, deity worship, cooking for deities, these are all brahminical services. So we can see that Srila Prabhupada took every opportunity to actually defeat the notion, the false notion that was going on in India at that time by certain caste brahmanas, that actually one is only Brahman by birth. So here specifically, certain Kshatriyas developed, it says, they all achieved the position of Brahmanas. Sometimes Srila Prabhupada would specifically cite this verse. It's a very important verse for establishing the point that it's not just by birth, but rather by qualities. Here we have in Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhupada says, when a Kshatriya or Brahman adopts the occupation or duty of a Vaishya, he certainly is counted as a Vaishya. On the other hand, if one is born a Vaishya, by his activities he can become a Brahmana. So Srila Prabhupada wanted to establish a society of Brahmins. That's very essential, as we've been hearing recently. Maharaj was mentioning that a society without a head is in a very dangerous position. So as Nityananda Trayodasi is coming up, I thought it would be profitable to spend some time. Generally, there's a little preparation before festival to hear about Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And that is also related to this topic, because we see someone who is beyond the Varnashram. The Varnashram leads one to bhakti, but one who is actually absorbed, or who has realized Krishna, then he's actually aloof from the Varnashram system. So such a personality is Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And he also took the opportunity to bestow the real Purusharta, the real goal of life, which is Krishna Prema, to people regardless of their caste divisions, their Varnashram designation. Generally, it would be very difficult for anyone to receive mantra or initiation outside of the higher, the twice-born classes of society. But we see in the pastimes of Nityananda Prabhu how anyone and everyone could become a very fortunate recipient of his mercy. So the glories of Lord Nityananda are unlimited, and I'm very insignificant. But we'll try to describe some of his nature and activities for our own purification, and that will be to our eternal benefit. So we'll begin with a nice description Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives in his Sri Navadvipa Mahatmya, which describes a certain meeting that took place. So please listen carefully. All glories to Lord Chaitanya, the moon of Navadvip and son of Mother Sachi. All glories to Nityananda Rai, the Avadut. All glories to the topmost Dham, Navadvip, where Sri Chaitanya advented. Whatever benefits are attained by residing in all other tirthas can be achieved by staying in Navadvip for only one day. Listen, O saintly people, as I sing this description of Navadvip Parikrama, referring to scripture. The statements of Shastra, the words of the Vaishnavas, and the teachings of the Lord, these three are my life. Taking shelter of these three, I will describe the rules for circumambulating Navadvip. Listen, everyone. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is describing the process of Parikram, which is going on very regularly every year in Mayapur. They'll be getting ready to go again quite soon at this time of year. When Sri Jiva Goswami, as a young man, left his home in Chandradvip, in great eagerness he cried out, Nadia, Nadia! As he traveled along the paths, he lamented, with tears flowing from his eyes like streams. O Gauranga, Nityananda, you are the life of the living entities. When will you show mercy on me and give me your darshan? Again and again he exclaimed, O Navadvip, topmost of all dhams, when will I see you? It was a startling sight to see the young, attractive form of Jiva who was practicing extreme renunciation. His heart was always full of ecstatic love as he traveled along. Then after some days he arrived at Navadvip. Seeing the city from a distance, he offered his dandavats and nearly lost consciousness. After some time he regained his composure and, trembling in ecstasy, he entered the town of Navadvip. When he came to Barakona Ghat, he asked, Where is Nityananda Prabhu? Please, let me see him. One devotee saw the elevated emotional state of Jiva Goswami and offered to take him to where Nityananda was staying. At that time, Nityananda, in great ecstasy, began roaring with laughter on perceiving that Sri Jiva was coming to him. As Nityananda ordered his servants to bring Jiva there, many Vaishnavas went to call him. Upon seeing Jiva, whose body was filled with ecstatic symptoms, they could understand his identity. Filled with love, someone came forward to reveal the order of Nityananda Prabhu. Just on hearing the name Nityananda, Jiva fell to the ground unconscious. So we understand, we'll describe also the position of Lord Nityananda, who is actually the origin of all of the expanded forms of Godhead. Baladev, the primary expansion, is non-different from Nityananda Prabhu. So all of the Vishnu forms, it's said in the Vedas, Vishnos tu trini rupani, Ketvatad Vimuchate, that one who knows these three Vishnus, Karana Dakshai Vishnu, Garbha Dakshai Vishnu, Shira Dakshai Vishnu, then he becomes free from the influence of Maya. But all three of these Vishnus are emanations of Nityananda Prabhu. He is the origin of all of the Vishnu forms. So this is actually the most merciful form of God. And every day we're taking darshan of Nityananda Prabhu. He's described as even more merciful than Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is Namo Mahavadanyaya, the most merciful incarnation. But we hear that Nityananda is even more merciful. So that is his ontological position. So whenever we hear pastimes, we always have to bear that in mind. Lord Chaitanya's pastimes he's described as the Channa avatar. His position is hidden. It's not so clearly ascertained. But through, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentioned, Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra, right? Very fortunate souls come to understand his position. And it's only by the mercy of Nityananda, actually, that all of this preaching work is going on. Right? The nature of Krishna Bhakti has been very concentrated in India for millennium, right? Practically since time immemorial. But the only reason any of us are here, any of these temples, any of this ISKCON is going on, it's the mercy of Nityananda, actually. This is his certain potency to expand and disseminate and spread love of Godhead. Because he is God, he is the origin of all Vishnu forms, but he's endowed with the mood of devotee, of devotion, of service. So therefore it's so profitable for the living entities. Therefore Nityananda Prabhu is considered the original guru, the spiritual master, And he infuses that service propensity, actually, in all living entities. Offering his dandavats. Okay, after a few moments, he got up and exclaimed, "Oh, I am greatly fortunate. Though the lowest of men, I have received the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu." Offering his dandavats to those devotees with a glad heart, he said, "If you all show mercy to me, then I can get the mercy of Nityananda." This is the verdict of the scriptures. So, to get the mercy of the devotees, that is being emphasized here. And Lord Nityananda is the leader of all devotees. Seeing the good fortune of Jiva Goswami, some of the Vaishnavas took the dust from his feet on their heads with great celebration. They all took him to Nityananda's place. Nityananda was surrounded by devotees as he spoke about Krishna. Seeing that transcendental form of Nityananda, Jiva's body was transformed with extraordinary emotions. "What a wonderful form I am seeing today," he exclaimed and fell unconscious. Swayed by great compassion, Nityananda lifted Jiva up and accepted him as his own. Jiva was overcome with emotion. He stood with his hands folded and began to speak to his Lord. "You are the form of the universe, the abode of the universe, Balaram. Being an insignificant living entity, what can I know of your qualities? You are my eternal master. I am your servant. My only aspiration is the shade of your lotus feet. That person who receives your mercy easily attains the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya and drowns in the water of prema. Without your mercy, no one will get Gaura, even if he worships Gaura for 100 lifetimes. Sometimes Gauranga may punish someone, but you will protect him. But if you punish someone, Gaura will never accept him. Therefore, Lord, only on the strength of my past devotional activities I take shelter of your lotus feet. Be merciful and give permission that I may receive the darshan of Gauranga and attain attachment for him." So these are actual pastimes that took place. We have account. This is the wonder, actually, of the Shastra and the Sadhus, that they actually reveal the pastimes of the Lord. Without their mercy, we could never... How could we realize this? How could we have access to this? Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda have disappeared from this earthly planet. So as we know, time changes all things. We would have no even knowledge about their even existence. But our acharyas have taken great care to preserve. Actually, these are actual revelations. So, that is how we have this opportunity. And so there's a particular context here. Jiva Goswami is getting ready to depart. He received an order. He says, "The Lord ordered me to study Vedanta and reveal Krishna Bhakti, conforming with the Vedanta Sutras. So I've come to Navadvip, to your lotus feet. Whatever you order, I will obey. By your order, I will go to Jagannath Puri and study Vedanta under Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya." Upon hearing the sweet words of Jiva, Nityananda Prabhu embraced him, and unable to contain himself, began weeping. So this is the exchange of love we get to hear, actually. Unless we hear about the goal of what Krishna Bhakti actually entails, then we don't really know what we're striving for. Why are we working so hard? Why are we taking so much austerity, difficulty? We have to hear about that actual perfection. The devotee actually receives the Lord's mercy. That is very personal. And we require to be attracted to that personal exchange of Godhead. God is not impersonal. That is the distinct nature of Srila Prabhupada's presentation of devotional service. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi. That God is actually a transcendental person. And he's inviting everyone to have that type of intimate exchange, especially Gaura Nithai. So, anyone who has read some of this book, they understand how actually enthralling it is that Nityananda Prabhu will take Jiva Goswami to all of the holy places in Navadvip and reveal the pastimes, the glories, everything there. Actually, all the holy places, they're there in Navadvip. I'll just conclude here. Upon hearing Nityananda Prabhu speak, Jiva Goswami began weeping and fell to the ground unconscious. Nityananda then bestowed his mercy on Jiva by putting his two lotus feet on his head, thereby giving him spiritual strength. Jiva then began dancing in that assembly of Vaishnavas while chanting, Jai Shri Gauranga! Jai Nityananda Rai! Witnessing this display of Nityananda's mercy, Srivas Thakur and the other devotees present all began dancing and chanting, Shri Gauranga Nityananda! The place resounded with great spiritual vibration. So, again, Nityananda actually broke open this storehouse of Krishna Prema and widely distributed, irregardless of one's position. It's said that the only consideration was not who is qualified or who is unqualified. That was actually the requisite. You can't discriminate. And so this was very paradoxical to the very rigid Brahminical culture. We were hearing how we've recently also observed Advaitacharya's appearance day. Now, Advaitacharya's appearance day is also not a small deal. We've been very much promoting Nityananda Charyasi, but the appearance day of Advaitacharya is extremely important. We should have a festival for that also. So Advaitacharya was the head of the Brahminical community at that time. But he saw that all the Brahmins, because of this vast erudition, they had become so learned. Actually, Navadvip was considered the head, the pinnacle of that Brahminical culture, the study of the Vedas. But he saw that the people had all become proud. They'd all become, their knowledge had removed devotion from their hearts. So he was in extreme agony seeing this situation, this condition of the world. And so it was by Advaitacharya's call that Lord Chaitanya has come. So all of our glorifications of Nityananda, and therefore it's very sequential, you see, the Lord's appearance. First we celebrate Advaitacharya, then Nityananda, then Chaitanya. So they are consecutive in that sense. And that's a helpful meditation. So now we'll continue. Vrindavan Das Thakur. It's also very helpful to understand that all these associates of the Lord, they are perfected associates of Lord Krishna also. Srila Vyasadeva, who's compiled all the Vedas, he comes to relish the worship of Gauranitai. Also, we were hearing recently about Brihaspati. And Brihaspati, we were getting confused, some of Brihaspati's activities. But Brihaspati is Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He comes also. He gets Krishna Prema, Gauranga Prema, in such a wonderful way. So we understand his position. I don't know where Taraknath Prabhu is, but he was describing certain pastimes of Lord, the meeting of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, which is actually very incredible also. So we'll just hear a little bit about that. Lord Chaitanya then said with a smile, "Come with me, let us go see him." All the devotees joyfully went with the Lord while chanting, "All glories to Lord Krishna." On the way, Lord Chaitanya called out, "Murari, Murari, have you not seen Avadhut Nityananda?" Saying this, he began to smile. He then said, "Now he is staying at Nandanacharya's house. Come with me. We are going there. I am telling you the truth." While walking, the Lord repeatedly chanted, "Hari, Hari." His entire body trembled and his voice became choked. 5 or 7 lines of tears flowed from his eyes. The lustrous golden Lord was unable to walk. Sometimes he leaped 5 steps ahead like a powerful lion, and sometimes he looked behind like a mad elephant. Out of ecstasy, the Lord repeatedly made a sound again and again that was as grave as the rumbling of clouds. In this way, Sri Gaurasundar, along with his associates, finally reached the house of Nandanacharya. Thereafter, everyone saw a jewel-like personality sitting in the house of Nandanacharya. His effulgence was equal to that of millions of suns. He was sitting in his own mood, deeply absorbed in ecstatic meditation, smiling all the while. Aware that Lord Nityananda was in a deep trance of pure devotion, Lord Vishvambhar and his associates offered obeisances. Everyone stood aside with awe and reverence. No one said a word. They simply stared at him. So these brief accounts that we're hearing, let this be an invitation, a sample, you know, in our own lives, in our own devotional community to get into this, you know. This is the highest actual exchanges of love of Godhead are here, but sometimes we don't seem to always find the time. We're very busy. But this is actually required to nourish our devotion, nourish our service mood, nourish our exchanges with the devotees, so we can exchange on a very Krishna conscious level, describing Krishna. Mahaprabhu Vishrambar then came before Nityananda Prabhu, who had once understood his beloved and worshipable Lord was present. The form of Vishrambar was as beautiful as that of Cupid. He wore attractive garments and was decorated with the flower garland. Sandalwood paste decorated his forehead. The luster of gold appeared most insignificant before the transcendental body of Lord Nityananda. Even the moon god hankers to see his enchanting face. The Lord's teeth resembled rows of pearls, and upon seeing his attractive hair, one would practically lose consciousness. While gazing at his two broad pinkish eyes, one wonders, are these lotus flowers? His two long arms reached to his knees. A fine, thin, sacred thread beautified his broad chest. His forehead was wonderfully decorated with the mark of Tilak, and his body looked enchanting, even without ornaments. His fingernails defeated the beauty of millions of jewels. His attractive smile was sweeter than nectar. That's the form of Vishrambar. Vishrambar stood in front of Nityananda Prabhu, who had once recognized the Lord of his heart. Nityananda Prabhu, out of joy, became stunned with ecstasy. He stared at Lord Vishrambar without blinking his eyes. Nityananda Prabhu desired to embrace Vishrambar with his arms and smell him with his nose, but he was simply stunned. No one could speak or move, being astonished. Lord Gauranga, the life and soul of everyone, beheld the situation and began to invent ways to reveal Nityananda Prabhu. With a gesture, the Lord instructed Shivas to recite a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Does anyone know the verse, maybe? Would be recited to bring Lord Nityananda out of his internal ecstasy. It's from the 10th canto, 21st chapter, text 5. 10:21:5. Wearing a peacock feather ornament upon his head, blue Karnataka flowers on his ears, a yellow garment as brilliant as gold, and the Vijayanti garland. Lord Krishna exhibited his transcendental form as the greatest of dancers as he entered the forest of Vrindavan, beautifying it with the marks of his footprints. He filled the holes of his flute with the nectar of his lips, and the cowherd boys sang his glories. So this was the particular verse selected by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what happened? Upon hearing this verse, Nityananda Prabhu fell to the ground unconscious in great ecstasy. He remained inert as Lord Gauranga urged Srivas to continue. Awaking after a short while, Nityananda Prabhu began to cry. Repeatedly hearing the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, he became maddened. He roared like a lion, and the sound shook the universe. He jumped into the air and fell to the ground so forcefully that everyone thought his bones would break to pieces. What to speak of others, even the Vaishnavas became afraid. They prayed, O Krishna, please save him, O Krishna, please save him. Nityananda Prabhu rolled on the ground and his entire body became wet with tears. While gazing at the attractive form of Lord Vishrambar, he breathed heavily. Sometimes he would laugh loudly and sometimes he felt great happiness within his heart. Sometimes he danced, sometimes he clapped his hands, and sometimes he jumped with great force. And now we've heard about the description of Lord Chaitanya. This is the description of Lord Nityananda. How wonderful was Nityananda Prabhu's transcendental form. A golden effulgence emanated from his beautiful body. Brightly shining ornaments decorated his charming bodily limbs. Yellow cloth adorned his waist, and he wore a cloth turban decorated with champak flowers on his head. Tinkling ankle bells sounded as he walked. Tears filled his deer-like eyes. His enchanting smile appeared as if lightning had fallen upon the earth. His captivating smile disturbed the chastity of women. His grave voice resembled the rumbling of a cloud. His roaring subdued the mad elephant in the form of Kali. He walked like an intoxicated elephant. Tears of love constantly flowed down from his smiling face. Overflooded with love of God, Nityananda Prabhu's body displayed symptoms of ecstatic love, including shivering, standing of the hairs on end, and perspiration. He held the golden stick in his hand as he defeated the pride of Kali. His lotus palms were simply wonderful. He was decorated with armlets, bangles, a necklace, bracelets, and ankle bells. His two earrings were as bright as the sun. He rolled upon the ground. Sometimes he stood up saying, "Please hold me." Then he would ask everyone, "Where's that cowherd boy, Kanai Krishna?" Were you hearing? No? You heard a little? See, when the description of the Lord, then the Lord's devotees come. They want to hear that. Sometimes Nityananda Prabhu uttered strange words, and sometimes he cried or laughed. Sometimes he asked for honey. Sometimes he praised his consort Revati. Sometimes he hopped. Sometimes he said one thing and the next moment something else. No one could understand what he said. Nityananda Prabhu fell on the ground to offer obeisances to Lord Vishwambar and humbly offered him prayers with sweet words. He fell at the lotus feet of his Lord. Both of them tried to catch hold of each other's feet. Both lords embraced each other and cried. Nityananda Prabhu looked at Vishwambar's face and smilingly said, "Where were you? I searched the entire world but could not find any news of you. Finally, I heard that the son of Nanda Maharaj is now living at Navadvip in Gaudadesh, hiding his real identity. I have come here to catch this thief. Today I have caught you. How will you escape?" Saying this, Nityananda Prabhu began to laugh, cry, and dance. Lord Gauranga also danced with Nityananda. Seeing Lord Nityananda's ecstatic madness for Krishna, Gaurachandra cried along with all the Vaishnavas. The happiness of Nityananda increased without limit. Although everyone tried to pacify him, they were unable. When all the devotees failed to calm him, Vishwambar personally embraced Nityananda Prabhu. As soon as Vishwambar embraced him, Nityananda Prabhu surrendered his life to him and remained motionless. Nityananda Prabhu offered his life to him to whom it belongs and thus fell on the lap of Lord Chaitanya. So that is a very meditative actual pastime, and by hearing these it gives us something substantial to actually contemplate. We have so many different devotional activities and duties, but we require to hear in order to allow some content for our fickle, restless minds. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, "Chanchalam himana Krishna." The mind is always wanting to go over so many material things, so many situations, it's very difficult for our rascal mind to become calm, right? We have to worry about so many transformations or difficulties or unpleasantries, or the mind is always absorbed meditating on that material atmosphere. But this allows the mind and actually the heart to go a little deeper. Then when we're doing our service, we're doing vegetable cut-up, we're doing sweeping the floor, or we're preparing a plate for the deities, we actually can recall these pastimes and keep ourselves absorbed in that way. So, of course, the glories of the Lord are unlimited. Even an antishesh can't find the end. He's been chanting the glories of the Lord since time immemorial, and he'll never be able to come to the end of those glories. It said someone might be able to count all the grains of sand or all the atoms of the universe, one can never come to the end of the glories of the Lord. And Nityananda Prabhu, he is actually Anantashesha himself, glorifying Krishna, as we hear here. We can hear it, but we can't actually realize the depth, the reality of that. Because if we did, then we would be fully Krishna conscious. We would have love of God. We would have Krishna prema. Even to see, to get the darshan of Lord Chaitanya or Nityananda, awakens love of Godhead. So may these pastimes be an inspiration in our devotional life as we move towards a great festival. Let's see if there's any comments or questions. Otherwise, there's just volumes and volumes. There's no dearth, so we have to take advantage, right? Rakthak Prabhu.
Thank you. Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Hare Bol.
So all of these pastimes are taking place all over the material universe?
All over the material universe. Well, they're happening in each and every universe. So Mahaprabhu exhibited these pastimes on this planet, right, in Navadvip, and in other places also, Puri, different places in India, and that is called the Prakatalila, or the manifest pastimes. But even today, the pastimes are going on in Mayapur, even today, but we don't have the eyes to see that. So they're happening in this universe continually, and in each and every universe actually. Krishna also descends in Chaitanya and exhibit their pastimes. That is as far as my understanding goes.
And the number of universes are inconceivable.
The number of universes are beyond calculation. It's described as innumerable, practically infinite.
Thank you.
But in the whole universe, it's this planet, this Earth planet. How big is one universe? Millions of planets are there, actually. But only this Earth planet, this Bhumi, this planet that we happen to be on, then Krishna appears here. So that's how sacred, actually, this is. Sometimes we think of our misfortune. But actually, we were describing those who, they understand the good qualities of this age. Kalim sa banjayantiyaya gunagra sarva bhagina. Yatra sankirtane nenaiva sarvasvarto bilabhyate. They see that there's one good quality. It seems like, but you can achieve perfection, get Gaura and Krishna's mercy through sankirtan. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I would like to request you to sing a very nice bhajan of Nityananda, Godrama Kanani Nityananda bhajan. If you can sing.
I was also thinking of, there's a nice bhajan, Nityananda Nishta. But I don't know so much Bengali bhajans. I can try to find, and at some point hopefully we can sing for the festival.
And another thing, there's a very nice pastimes of Lord Nityananda. So I want to share.
Please.
That see the relationship between Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Mahaprabhu, both are so fascinating, means so means what you can say, very, very interesting.
Yeah.
What happened one time, Lord Nityananda, you know, he broke his revolver, broke the danda of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu before entering Jagannath Puri. You know, then that time Mahaprabhu was so morose, you know, just externally. He said, why did you break my, you know, danda? Then you cannot come with me. First I am going, either you go first or I have to go first to enter to Jagannath Puri temple, you know. Then he got a point, then Mahaprabhu, first he went. Then after that, when Lord Nityananda, he went to enter the Jagannath Puri temple, that time he is Balaram himself, you know. Then when he was entering into the temple, so many pandas, you know, servitors, they were opposing him. Then he pushed like this, like a flies, you know, he pushed. He went forward to Lord Jagannath. Then that was his inconceivable energy, you know. And this another time also, Lord Nityananda, you know, Lord Chaitanya called him. And you know, it was very intense relationship in between them. It is unbearable for Lord Nityananda to go away from Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya instructed him, see, now you go to Navadvip for preachings. That time, Lord Nityananda was stuck in wonder. No, I don't want to leave you, your association. I want to stay with you. But he said, no, you have to go for preachings. Then it was very difficult for him, Lord Nityananda. But because he always respect Lord Chaitanya as his dearest one, how can he deny his order? So it was very difficult for him to depart. Then finally he left, and then he went also there and started preaching every door to door. But Lord Nityananda had instructed him, don't come back again. But, you know, he broke all his principle, everything, you know. When he, when other devotees were coming to see Lord Chaitanya, he again came without without respecting the word of Lord Chaitanya. Sometimes we find, you know, the bhav is above of everything. And one of the most interesting fact is that even Lord Nityananda's pastimes is that, see, Lord Chaitanya discussed with Lord Nityananda in Jagannath Puri. See, you know what everybody will think, that only sannyasi they can get Krishna. So what I decided, you go and get married. Then Lord Nityananda was talking, what? You practice the principle of sannyasa. It's so austere, you know, and you are allowing me to go enter into my family life. But no, no, I want you, because I want to show the world that family life, family member also, they can get Krishna. Grihastha, they can get Krishna. So it is my order, you have to go and get married. See how a thunderbolt came in the heart of Lord Nityananda. What to do? His own Lord Chaitanya is, you know, his heart and soul is Lord Chaitanya. Whatever he has to say, he has to carry out his order. That he won't, you know, so many things happen.
Yeah, Chaitanya Charitamrita is filled. The idea is that we actually get absorbed. That naturally, when there's attraction, then one just will naturally remember. In order to actually become Krishna conscious, there has to be such deep absorption in the topics. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so we have just a few more minutes. I'll conclude here with one more pastime. This is chapter 12 of the Chaitanya Bhagavat. O Lord Chaitanya, O Master of the Vaishnavas, glory to you. O Lord, please give the conditioned souls the gift of devotional service. Please accept them as your devotees. Accompanied by Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda enjoyed pastimes in this way. The two of them were very happy in Navadvip. Filled with love for Lord Krishna, Lord Nityananda enjoyed very extraordinary pastimes. He always acted like a small boy. He spoke affectionate, sweet words to everyone he saw. He danced, sang, played musical instruments, and laughed. Sometimes he roared with bliss. When the people heard him, wonder took birth in their hearts. During the monsoon, he floated in the Ganga's crocodile-infested waves. He had not even half a sesame seed's worth of fear. Seeing him, everyone called out, "Hi, hi!" But Lord Nityananda only laughed and continued to float. Wrapped in the mood of Ananta Shesha, Lord Nityananda floated in the Ganga. Unaware of Lord Nityananda's true identity, everyone cried out, "Hi, hi!" Sometimes Lord Nityananda would faint in ecstatic bliss, and for 3 or 4 days he would remain unconscious. Lord Nityananda enjoyed these and many other inconceivable pastimes. Even if I had an infinite number of mouths, I could not describe them all. So there's another exchange here of Lord Nityananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Giving Lord Nityananda a seating place before him, Lord Chaitanya then offered prayers to him. O devotees, please hear these prayers. He said, "Your name is Nityananda. Your form is also Nityananda, or full of eternal bliss. You are Nityananda because you are Lord Balaram personified. With great bliss you wander here and there. You eat and you act in different ways. There is never a time when you are not blissful. Where lives a mere human being with the power to understand you? You are eternal, spiritual, and supreme. As Lord Krishna is, so are you. Noble-hearted Lord Nityananda always tasted the nectar of love for Lord Chaitanya. Whatever he said or did was always in agreement with Lord Chaitanya's wishes. By Lord Nityananda's mercy, one attains devotion to Lord Vishnu. Please know that Lord Nityananda has all the power of Lord Krishna. Lord Nityananda is not different from Lord Krishna. Lord Nityananda is Lord Krishna's associate, friend, couch, ornaments, and kinsman. Even the Vedas cannot approach Lord Nityananda's pastimes. Lord Nityananda is the father of all living entities. He is their protector. He is their friend. His every action is filled with the nectar of love for Lord Krishna. By serving Lord Nityananda, one attains pure love and devotion to Lord Krishna. Okay, it's difficult to stop, but we can always continue later. Thank you all very much for your kind attention. Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Nithai Gaur Premanandi.